The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Friday, weekend ahead, another one. Who knows what it's going to be like Monday when we get back together again live here. In the meantime, we'll be at rents.com, of course, and there are a ton of things worthy of your attention there to read, to consider, to ponder over, to cogitate upon. Here's one for you. This is interesting. Kind of surprised to see it in public, although I would have bet that it was true. Exclusive. Donald Trump says he thought being president would be easier than his old life, which he misses. Well, I tell him what's wrong. He didn't learn from Obama, who played 333 rounds of golf while he was president, taking Air Force One on many of those junkets, which you and I got to pay for. So, Donald, you need to play more golf. Kick back, watch more TV, pack your nose once in a while, enjoy life. President Donald Trump on Thursday reflected on his first 100 days in office with a wistful look at his life before the White House. "I loved my previous life. I had so many things going," Trump told Reuters in an interview. "This is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier." Well, guess again. Dean Henderson is with us this first hour tonight. Dean, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Did you think being a president would be harder or easier than Donald's other life? How do you feel about that?
Well, I have no idea because I don't have any concept of what it must be like to be a billionaire and live that life.
That's right. It was more fun, obviously. The guy works, they say, 18, 20 hours a day, gets 6 hours sleep. And I believe that. Unfortunately, let me ask you this. What is your view of the Trump administration from the outside? Cohesive, tight, well-functioning, or sloppy, chaotic, nepotistic to the max, and just out of control, or somewhere in between?
I think that he was pressured by the Illuminati, this time using the liberals, because these both sides, whenever it's convenient.
Right.
And so with this whole Russia thing, which was all, it wasn't that Trump was friendly with Putin, I've been tracking this down, but he's friendly with all these oligarchs.
Uh-huh.
And those are the bad guys. And Putin is not friendly with those guys at all. And so they just pressured him. They want World War III, Jeff.
I know.
And so they're now knuckled under. The whole Trump administration's knuckled under. And they're popular now. Oh, the media loves them now. They don't take nearly as much flack, have you noticed?
I do.
Because he's doing their bidding now. And they got what they wanted with this whole fake thing in Syria with the gas. And, you know, it's the same old shit. It's just another false flag. So predictable. CIA, yellow cake uranium. CIA, you know, ISIS gas in Syria. What's the difference? It's just a different year. It's a different date. Can people not, you know, remember? I think a lot of people can, actually. But, you know, that's where I see it, is just they've knuckled them under.
There's no question about it. He
wants to be popular. The guy has a character flaw, kind of like Obama. They're actually very similar. Their daddies were hard on him. Well, Trump's daddy was hard on him. Obama didn't know his dad. And so they're like, they want to be popular. They're pleasers. Right. He's the apprentice guy, whatever. He wants to be popular. It wasn't popular what he was doing. It's right. When you go send an armada to North Korea, by gosh, it's popular. Good old Americans, they just get behind that, like, you know, sliced bread, man, or whatever. And, you know, the foreign policy, it's just wag the dog, right? It's a classic wag the dog.
Of course it is. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say white sliced bread, because we don't do racism around here, and whites are on the way out. Got to remember.
No, that was nothing to do with what I just said. White sliced bread. I didn't even have white in my mind. So.
I'm kidding.
You did, but anyway,
I'm kidding.
We're good here. Although
listen,
I feel like black's better than whites generally.
Well, we'll have whole wheat bread then, huh? Nice mixture.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Okay, here's the deal.
Some more black cops.
Let me get your take on. I agree with you that he clearly has knuckled under. Was he knuckled under, or did he see the light and go under so he'd get approval? Because his personality needs to be stroked. He loves to be liked. He can't stand not to be liked. So that's a problem. He also said that he is thoroughly isolated. He feels like he's in a cocoon. Now, that's true, because that's one of the first things they did was they began to separate him from his base of support. Right. From the people who energized him and gave him all the strength he needed to get through the campaign. They've cut him off from that. And when's the last time you heard the name Reince Priebus in the mainstream media?
Right.
It's been a long time.
Long time. And Steve Bannon, the whole thing, because he was basically on the outs, because I don't think he bought the whole Syria thing. See?
Correct. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just how powerful the military-industrial complex is.
It's demanding to be fed.
But it's demanding it, and it's not only that, but, you know, we just got the first quarter GDP numbers, and they're horrible. Consumer spending is way down. Oh, the stock market's way up, and then today this number comes out, and it's just horrible.
Retail's so dying. Internet sales are taking over.
Yeah, Amazon's at $1,000 a share. Alphabet's at $1,000 a share.
Yeah.
$1,000 a share. I just said that.
Unreal.
That's what the U.S. economy is. It's Facebook, it's Google, and it's YouTube. And that doesn't produce anything. That just gets a bunch of people zombied out on an afternoon.
No, they're consumers.
Doing something productive.
It's a service economy. They're consumers.
I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. There,
you know,
it's digital compliance.
Twitter president, dude. Here we are.
Yeah.
We're living it. The zombie apocalypse is here. It's not coming. It's here. Look around you. Just look around you.
Things are changing so fast, and it's almost frightening.
Like
now,
it's a barrel of monkeys, you know?
And those monkeys have guns. Here's the problem. You got a real serious issue with North Korea that has been created, and where do they want to take it? I think they're going to feed the beast. I think they're going to have a war. They're looking right now to try to find Kim sitting back somewhere with his feet up so they can get rid of him. They want a decapitation move.
That's what they say.
That would make him happy for a minute or two, and then they'd have to do more.
Arkansas blood sacrifice, all them prisoners, I guess that wasn't enough.
No.
The Illuminati vampires for a few weeks.
They want
sick.
They want millions of dead.
They want millions of dead. crazy guy, but gee, I wonder who the crazy one was that killed all them people in Syria or Yemen or Ukraine or, gee, that wasn't Kim Jong-un, was it? It was good old America, man. It was Barack Obama.
Well, we're still doing it.
Trump. And it don't seem to matter who it is.
It doesn't matter.
You know, it doesn't matter. And Americans just, I don't know, zone out on it, man. Mostly, and continue on with their... I had a guy come out. I got to tell you this little story. I had a guy come out, and he bought this chain, this log chain from me, because I've been using it enough. And he comes into my yard in his pickup, and he's going really slow, and he gets... I wave him over the shop instead of the house, and he doesn't even see me. He keeps going to the house. And he hits on the brakes. He sits in his pickup for probably 10 minutes, and he gets out of his pickup, and he's coming over, and he's on a tablet the whole time. That's why he was going slow. That's why he missed the turn. That's why. And then he comes in the shop, and he looks at the chain for like 2 seconds, and he's right, oh, excuse me. And back on his tablet, I'll take it. And all the way back to the pickup on his tablet, walking really slow. And then he sits in my yard for 10 more minutes, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, dude, you need to, like, exit.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're at. That's honestly, that's where we're at. I mean,
that's scary. And this was an adult.
I don't think it's worth talking about, because if we don't really talk about this and really just hammer it, I don't know what it's going to take. But man, it's bad. And this is what happens. And so it's just wag the dog. The latest, greatest, fear on TV, and you watch it and you get programmed and you think we're the good guys and we're the bad guys. We're the bad guys everywhere.
Let me add something to what you just said. This guy, this is an adult male, not a child, not a snowflake, not a millennial.
Not anything you would even think. Exactly.
Okay.
With a big pickup with mutters and just, you know.
Okay. That tells you what? That tells all of us, all of you listening out there, many of you are right on the same page right now already without me even saying it. That tells us that the addiction to digital, whatever you want to call them, devices, is so withering that it's now penetrating into middle-aged America.
That's a good point. Really good point. Yeah, it's a really good point. All you have to do is drive down the road, and you'll see that. And I can't, I mean, people, it's not safe to drive anymore. Have you noticed?
Yes, sir.
It's not even safe. It's really not.
And that's no joke.
It's reflected. Car insurance rates, that's why your car insurance rates keep going up. Why? Because there's more wrecks. Why? Because people are on their devices, plugged into the Matrix, plugged into the alien agenda. Is what we're talking about.
Yes,
that's
sir.
How big it is.
Yes, sir.
This is the alien agenda, and you're being plugged into it, and you're becoming like a Satanist, even though you don't think you are. You are. So
because that's what the medium.
Off.
That's what the medium is. You're in it.
That's what the medium is. You moron. Yeah. So knock it off. Get off your freaking.
Yeah.
Get a unplug. Wake up. Live your life. Have
it's
fun.
Called life.
Don't be
life.
Miserable.
This isn't life.
And sad and hypochondriac. You know, wake up and live your life, because you're serving the alien agenda right now, most people. That's why we're going to war in North Korea. That's why we get Obama. That's why we get Trump. That's why we get idiots around this country. Bottom line, it's because Americans won't wake up.
And that's why Pizzagate is out of the news now.
Right.
Gone.
Exactly. Exactly. Of course. Of course it's out of the news.
What pedophilia?
Of course.
Huh?
What are you talking about? Yeah, of course. And, you know, and that's why they're running amok, and Rex Tillerson, the ExxonMobil dude, is going around stealing all the oil and causing trouble in Venezuela now. And, you know, there's going to be trouble. Wherever there's oil, they'll cause trouble.
South China Sea, you bet.
It's out in the open now. It's out in the open. No more, like, subterfuge and sort of liberal democratic, you know, wishy-washy diplomacy. Just open-faced, bald-faced fascism, merger of the corporation.
Well, there's an oligarch
for
you.
How do you like it? You like it?
Yeah.
Hope you folks like it.
You got
it. What it is. This is open. This is fascism. Do you like it? Check it out. I don't know. Give it a few years. Maybe you'll grow to like it when you're in a concentration camp somewhere. You might. I don't know.
Well, if you have your tether, you won't care. Look, Rexy is an oligarch.
Like me.
Yeah. No question. He's an oligarch.
I don't care. Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, a bunch of his administration is, you know. So it's the oligarchy, baby. It's just wrapped itself in a nice.
They're going to throw
package.
Us a few bones. Watch. That's it. Just a few
Maybe,
bones.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, they threw
us
the TPP bone, and that was the only one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
But that's when he got knuckled under, you see. That's why it stopped.
Yeah. It didn't take long. And, you know, and then, now NAFTA, we're just going to cancel it. But he got a call from the president of Mexico. He got a call from the Canadian prime minister. So now he's not going to...
I bet he got a call from somebody else, too.
But he got a call, but they set him down and made him watch the JFK assassination video.
That's all. Maybe that's all it would take, yeah.
That's all it would take.
Now look at look at this. I use the word nepotism. I think it's worse than that. This is really grotesque. Both of them have offices in the West Wing. Now he got around the nepotism laws by they're not being paid; they're volunteering. That's Princess Ivanka and Little Prince Jerry Kushner, the Mossad-tied obvious agent, who's running a hell of a lot of policy on his own. That's why Bannon's gone. She's paying her Chinese workers that make the Ivanka brand about a buck an hour at slave labor, and yet she's a left liberal. Seriously, and now she's gone completely against what Donald laid his campaign out on, and that was we've got to stop. This Muslim immigration until we can find out what's going on. Nothing has been found out. Nothing has changed. And now she went over to meet Merkel, and now she's saying we have to have open borders for these Muslim refugees. It's part of the process. Yeah, she's right. It is part of the process of taking this country down another two or three notches and ultimately maybe running it into the ground, period.
It must be something about getting them into New York City to a little slum factories or something, and then she can...
Well, Dean, you're right, but here's the problem. They're bringing them in under cover of night on 747 UPS planes that have been refitted to take passengers. They're bringing them in, and you didn't hear the video, I guess, of this woman who blew the whistle. I'll send it to you. St. Louis, working under the United Nations refugee program, she blew the whistle on the whole thing, how these refugee resettlement companies, one of the biggest is Zionist. The others are typical West Christian religions, and they're bringing in people that literally are born to kill
Taliban.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. Why wouldn't they be? Of course they are. They're trying to destroy this country.
That's exactly what they're doing.
A comprehensive plan, you know, to send those people in here and cause chaos, just like they're sending them everywhere to cause chaos. Why wouldn't they do it here?
And you know where they're sending them? Not to the big cities where they'll get lost. They're sending him to small town America so they can take over.
Just infiltrate, just quietly just take over, yeah. Wow, man. Yeah, nothing's changed that way, and the important thing is remember, keep your eye on the ball. It's not the Muslims, it's British intelligence. It's Mossad, like you said, Zionist company.
GCHQ, City of London, Zionist, British intel.
Just telling you they're Muslims, so you'll hate Muslims, but don't hate Muslims because it's not Muslims. It's Islamists trained by British intelligence and Mossad, very important. Yeah, well, but that's happening. That's happening, and that's part of the comprehensive war on America, the Talmudic plan, Institute plan.
Right. Oh, of course, it's all planned. What's amazing to me is how they reverse speech. I don't know if you buy into it or not. I've been a very strong proponent of reverse speech for a long,
I don't even
long
know what
time.
That means, Jeff, I'm sorry. We
that's
put
fine.
That means
no biggie.
Reverse speech.
But what it said to us was that during the campaign, Trump was telling the truth. He was being honest. It's kind of like a lie detector. His subconscious was in line, in step with what his forward speech was saying. Now, since he's been president, he's changed radically. And this is after a year and a half of sterling reverse speech examples of the guy is for real. All right. Now he's under the knuckles of these fascist bastards. And he is really one confused guy. And for him to give an interview like that to Reuters tells me a lot. That he misses the old days. He doesn't like what he's doing now, particularly.
This is a scary bunch of people.
Yes.
It's a really scary bunch of people once you're there because they'll just kill you. I mean, it's not...
They'll take you out so fast.
Whatever. I mean, nothing to it. So, and he's now, you know, first thing... You hear this all the time, every single president, you know, when they show him stuff. And even Carter, they said they talked about the alien thing with Carter. And when they came in, they told him about the alien thing. And I guess Jimmy Carter, I mean, it shook him up hard, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't really know exactly what's going on, but maybe they just bring him in with the aliens. Maybe they just bring him and say, here's the people that are in charge. They look like this. We are kind of half-threat.
Wouldn't that be a scene? And, would you like to be a fly on the wall for that?
Who knows? You Yeah. I kind of suspect that's more kind of how it works. Like, it's even weirder than we think. And so I'm sure he's scared shitless, you know.
You ought to see my table, my figurative table. It just, everything's on the table. I don't take anything off anymore.
Everything's on the table. Me too. I learned that a while back, and it's a refreshing way to think, but it's got to be the way it is. That's the only way you're going to be able to discern anything, and it's crazy because everything's lies, all of it. So you have to kind of start from square one and think it through yourself. And to me, that's what, you know, they just did, and the sickening part was how they get these, you know, we've talked about it, but to get these Democrats out here and, you know, saying they're resist, and resist what? And it's like, well, they were using that to push Trump to Third World War. They use those people who sometimes have been anti-war, you know.
And if he,
used them. They didn't see it. Most of those people didn't even see that. They're so stupid. They didn't even see they were being totally used by the military-industrial complex, the CIA, the GCHQ, and they were totally being used.
And they can't lose, Dean. They can't lose. They got North Korea. They got the South China Sea.
Republicans to a Democrat president. See, they can't lose because we're divided. The only way we can not be divided anymore is quit, you know, berating each other.
Ain't going to happen.
You know,
ain't going to happen.
Well, it needs to happen.
Too many iPads, too many tablets, smartphones.
And too much buying into the division and not enough people trying to unite. When you unite people, you have to kind of go out of your way. You know, you have to kind of have empathy.
It takes work.
It's not easy to reach across.
Compromise? Are you kidding me?
That's what's great about me and you. We can sit here and talk, and, you know, we're left and right, but whatever they want to call it, but we do it. And this is what it takes, people, right here. Just listen to this show tonight.
Right.
And we do it every 4 weeks, and we do it. And that's the way we got to do it. But you have the biggest divide ever. You have just these crazy people who just, whatever, hate Trump and everything. They're not going to do anything, and they're just... And then on the other side, you have, these kind of fascists coming out and just openly now, some guy just in Springfield here, white, black family in North Springfield tonight, just somebody came with an AK-47, some white guy, and just starts shooting at their fucking house.
Oh, no.
Because there's no, you know, there's very few black people in Springfield. That's happening.
Yeah,
that's happening, too. So it's just like, wow. I mean, it's really,
you know,
I'll just say it again, the Illuminati, this was their plan, this is the election they wanted, this is the division they wanted, they got it, it's Division Fest 2017, and if we don't start just chilling out and uniting and cutting people slack for their beliefs. And
how
just,
do we do it without access to the... How do we
just
do it without...
Just try to get along. We just got to get along. I mean...
Right.
Nobody's getting along right now. Really.
Nobody's talking.
It's just two echo chambers, and they just listen to their own, you know...
No two-way conversations.
One side listens to MSNBC, and...
One side.
You're just reinforcing your own kind of stupidity at some point is what you're
That's
doing.
That's exactly Everybody, right. Well said.
Y'all. And me too, if I do that. But that really is true. You need to just quit doing that, both sides. Just try to expand your mind instead of narrow it and fit into a little box that they said you should fit your mind into because everybody else is doing it.
Or into a little tablet or a little smartphone.
Yeah, a little tablet. A little
those things scare me, Dean. That's the most withering addiction I've ever seen in my life.
Me too. I've never seen anything like it. They scare the hell out of me.
That story you shared in the beginning, wow. Hold on a minute, Dean, and I'll be right back. Okay, and we're back with Dean, and Dean touched on something that's very important. In this day and age, it does seem like people don't have the ability anymore or the desire to sit down and talk and exchange ideas and show respect to your fellow man or woman, even if you don't agree with them. Now, Dean knows that I always have a place at my table for him. It doesn't matter if we agree on things or not. I'm not necessarily right. I'm not necessarily correct. Dean's not necessarily always left. He's our organic resident liberal, I call him, but that's because we're friends. The idea of sitting down and exchanging ideas and not necessarily changing your views, but having the courtesy and the integrity to listen to somebody else's view is going against the grain of where we're being pushed now. We're being pushed to defend our position and everybody else can go to hell, and you hear about fights all the time and marriages that are in trouble because they're once Democrat, one's Republican, or whatever. But you see, we've lost that grace to sit down and intellectually be honest, Dean. That's a real big problem.
Grace is a good word. Yeah, it's a good word. And, you know, it's just, I think it started with Rush Limbaugh, I gotta say, because the guy just, you know, he just, you know, talking a lot of trash about, you know, insulting liberals just broadly.
Right.
And, you know, and now, yeah, there's just as bad on the other side, Howard Stern, and here we go. But, you know, really, it was Limbaugh. And that's what poisoned the whole thing. And it's never been the same. And then, you know, of course, the media, you know, he just took, he was wildly popular. I've seen it on every, you know, AM station in America. Well, what are they going to do? I mean, his ratings are through the roof, and people love it. And so, okay, here comes the next guy. Here comes the next one, the next one. And now it's all it is. And
that's
it's
right.
Almost like that's what people like to hear. They like to hear these kind of loud kind of, you know.
Well, they're profiting by
a bunch of talk that are, you know, just
right.
A bunch of talk. And but something about fat people too. They really, when they hear a fat person and a loud fat person, it's almost like some sort of Pavlov's dog. Sort of like, I'll just roll over for the fat person who might beat me up. It's really bizarre.
Wow.
That's what I see a lot of, too, is like, that's why they first rolled over for Limbaugh, because he's this fat guy. And it's just sickening, but I think it's something to it. And loud, of course, you got to be loud, you know.
Just,
and the ruder, the better. And, you know, yeah, it doesn't mean we have to step through that and be that way just because it makes corporate America a bunch of money on the radio and the TV. And, just
but
be
believe
yourself.
It, you just said something very important. They are profiting immensely on polarizing society permanently.
Yes, big time. And, you know, and of course, war is just along the same lines. It's a geopolitical division, a big one. But it's always about dividing. It's always about separating. It's always about keeping the sheeple, just divided.
Well, this does go back to Rush.
There's only a few of them.
Yeah, Rush was the great divider, the first big-time great divider.
Kind of was.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because he's right-wing. I'm just saying it because it's just the way it was, right?
Yeah.
And he was, and it was horrible. I remember the first time I heard guys like, oh, my God, you know, you're so rude. How can you be so rude? You know, just be okay with that. And it turns out he was a heroin, you know, junkie.
Yeah, he had cigar boxes full of OxyContin.
I think he finished the eighth grade over here at Cape Girardeau. In Missouri. He's from Missouri. See, he's from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And his family, they're all like his brother's big shot Supreme Court justice in Missouri. His other brother is with a big media corporation over there. And a third brother was Joanne Emerson's campaign manager, treasurer for years. So they're a pretty actually powerful family, but Rush was kind of the one that just didn't make it. Because he just was dumb, and so they set him up with this show, you know? And that's the story on Rush Limbaugh and the Limbaugh family. But they're a Limbaugh family law firm, very powerful, and they're a very powerful family, but he was the dud, so that's how it works, you know? It's like how we get these Congress people a lot of times, just like some kid in the family, the blue blood family with the right bloodline, he just couldn't really keep a job. Well, here you go, run for Congress, Johnny, and you know, we'll give you $1 million and you're in. And you can be low integrity, and that's what we want.
And don't forget, set for life.
Buy off. Yeah. Set for life, buddy. Just take our checks. And we really have the most. That's why the people in Congress are some of the, for the most part, and there's exceptions to this, but there's some of the most low integrity people and the dumbest people you'll ever meet, except for journalists.
There's something else. And we send, don't forget, we send back 96% of them every 2 years.
Yeah, I know. So who's dumb now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, let me
go back to that. But.
Let me go back to this. You use the term Trump's armada. That's an interesting term. When we think of the term armada in history, what is it? It's the Spanish armada, and it was sunk. So Trump is talking about, I'm sending an armada. I'm sending a fleet that's going to the bottom. That's kind of the historical reverberation of that. It's weird.
Yeah. Maybe they'll dump a bunch of garbage in the Mariana Trench on the way by.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they got, okay, North Korea, Kim, they're making him the great fat Satan. There's your fat guy again.
The new great Satan.
Yeah. Now, how many more venues do they have on the shelf just waiting their turn? Ukraine, you don't even hear about it. And
they're
kind
of running out. They keep trying and losing, and then they run out, and then now they're down in North Korea because they keep losing. The Russians just keep outmaneuvering them. And all the while, this unipolar U.S.-only world, they see they're just freaked out. They just can't let go. And this is the desperation of the bankers right here. Also, it is part of their econometric models to have this World War III, and if we don't get it, then you'll get more GDP numbers like last quarter.
I think they're over.
They know that.
I think you're right. I don't think there's any other way except to have a war. That's traditionally been the way it does, and we're frankly overdue by probably 30 years.
What are we good at? We got oil companies, we got defense contractors, and we got huge construction conglomerates like Bechtel and Fluor that do really nice at reconstruction in war zone areas. Halliburton, you know, that's what we got. That's other than that, we got $1,000 Amazon, $1,000 Alphabet.
Blow it up and rebuild it. That's our business.
It's nothing. So we got to, you know, here we go. And at least now we can get some more, you know, missiles, some Sidewinder missiles and stuff built. And, you know,
oh, hell, we just spent $1.5 trillion on the F-35 Turkey. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, that'd be good. I think the Israelis already have it, don't they?
They got them, a squadron of them, and they've already actually, from what I understand, they've made them into a damn good plane. You know, the Israelis always make everything better, and they've taken that junk pile and turned it into a good plane.
Great. So now they have basically air superiority over us. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, they'll sell it to the highest bidder, too,
they'll
the technology.
Sell it now to Pakistan and give them some more help.
Oh, God.
Foundation.
Yeah. We're headed to no other outcome, Dean, than conflict.
That's what they want, that's for sure, and they seem bent on getting it.
That's right.
And people seem to be just going along. That's what people need to understand. Is when we create conflict as a society between ourselves, we're feeding into the bigger conflict, which is what they feed on, these lizards that feed on it. Like, they feed on blood. And this Asa Hutchinson down here in Arkansas, killing these eight black guys is like, let's kill eight black guys in 24 hours. Okay, we'll make it 36 hours. And it was just, God, it was just horrible, you know, and it was just like, it had to be some kind of big blood sacrifice. It's creepy, but these people are creepy, and I don't know. But anyway, don't be one of these people who just antagonizes and just tries to disagree with everybody and tries to be right all the time and tries to, you're just creating conflict, and by doing that, you're feeding into this bigger conflict.
You're right. You're totally right on that. Everything's contention now. You gotta argue. Yeah. You gotta push your point. Here's another thing that bothers me. Tell me if you've noticed this in watching. And I don't watch the MSM much. I've seen a little bit. I watch the internet. I'm seeing an American populace. I'm not going to use the word submissive. I'm going to call it somewhat. It's like they're drugged. They're not reacting to the potential of thermonuclear war like they should have. They're kind of not reacting to it. They're looking at the pictures of the fat boy, and they're looking at the picture of the guy with the funny hair in the Oval Office, and they're just kind of not getting it. That nuclear war, millions die, and that could include them.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
Doesn't register.
No,
it's not there, and I think more importantly, it's not there on a spiritual level. In
Thank
other words,
you.
AKA, they don't even care. If
you got it. You got it. That's what I was getting at.
They don't
you got
even
it.
Care. And it's that moral bankruptcy. That's when you start serving Satan, basically. And they are. A lot of people are basically serving the dark side right now. And they're doing it, by being hooked up to these devices. Which
and
is part of the alien agenda, which is part of the technology we got at Roswell, and we've reverse engineered it for sure.
And, you know, I saw a video. Here's a little quickie of a typical cell phone tower. You know, they got two or three dishes at the top of it, whatever, four, five, and they have these cables going up, power cables, and other telecom interfaces in these. They're about I'd say 3 inches in diameter, black cables, and they're going up the tower to the top where they're routed to wherever they go. And you figure, you know, the guy who made this video says you need, you know, maybe two to propel and make functional these dishes up there. And this one he was showing had at least 30 of these big black cables going up there. Massive output, massive interface with the living world. And he says, what are they doing with these things? And there's your cell phone tower grid. That's how a lot of people are being controlled right now. We're electrical beings. They've got frequencies for everything. They can pump them out in your neighborhood, on your block, no problem at all. And you won't know why you're miserable. You won't know why you're angry. You won't know why you want to sleep. You won't know why you're happy. You won't get it. And you're being played all the time.
You're being played. You're being electronically controlled. And this is their dream. And, of course, along with vaccination regime, 76 vaccines now before you or whatever. And that's another way. Now they've got GMO vaccines like we were talking last time with Gardasil. And so there's all these different ways where they can electronically manipulate us. They can physiologically through vaccinations manipulate us and GMOs. And it's their dream. I mean, this is so close now to this sort of scientific fascist dictatorship that they've been working on. You ever read that book by Alex Constantine?
Years and years ago,
yeah,
I think.
That was a great book.
Long
yeah,
time. That was 25 years ago.
It's like one book. I never heard anything else, Charlie, from the guy, but it was a great book. But it was called The Psychic Dictatorship, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think that was it. But yeah, this is the kind of stuff he was talking about. And David Icke, of course, has talked about this for years, how, you know, these were the ways vaccination. And was mainly he talked about how they're going to basically mind control us through vaccinations. And then EMTs and or whatever these things are. And yeah, who knows? I mean, one guy told me he could be onto something. He says they're manufacturing dark matter out of this fusion thing in Switzerland, you know, this big uh-huh. thing that goes around and around. And they're actually pumping that up into these cell phone towers. And dark matter is basically, yeah, dark energy kind of. It's antimatter. It's the opposite of living. It's dead. You know, it's like anaerobic bacteria right. as opposed to right. oxygen. And it's bad, and it yeah. So mostly it makes people depressed. It makes them confused. It makes them off balance. They don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't have. They don't believe in their own judgment anymore.
Right.
They lose.
They
got
to always check with somebody else. Get another source to back it up. That nobody's proactive. That's called reactive.
Google
they're reactive.
$1,000 a share, man. You know, hey, right. Yeah. And Google's God, and they're reactive, yeah, and they're not.
Oh, themselves. You said
they're,
the right thing.
Everybody's the same.
Thing.
Everybody thinks the same. Everybody
yeah.
says the same
yeah.
things. Everybody has the same something. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's bad, and it is the worst addiction I've ever seen.
You said
it's a mass addiction that, oh, my yeah. God, if there was objective people come to this planet and check this out right now, they would probably say like 95% of people are addicted to electronic devices, the screen, having that fucking screen in front of you
yeah.
all the time.
How are they going to
wow.
get out of it? They're not going to happen.
I don't see it. I don't. I no. mean, unless, yeah, I mean, because it's just, yeah, I don't know.
September
I don't know,
1st. September 1st, 1995. It was 22 years ago. Psychic mm-hmm. dictatorship in the U.S., Alex mm-hmm. Constantine.
There it is, Psychic Dictatorship. Yeah, it's a great book, and it's the kind of stuff he was talking about.
I had a note, got a note from David Icke last week. He's so right on this.
He's a good dude, and I respect the hell out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Richie Allen, too, you know, I get on Richie's show once in a while, and yeah, Richie's pretty much, you
he's
know,
on a
right
tour, and they said it's... he. Whenever he writes, he always says, in such a short amount of text, he says so much. He's,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've known David for almost 30 years now.
Yeah,
the guy was so far ahead of his time.
Yeah, and took the most shit because of it, and still does.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So what? He's a warrior.
Psychic
man.
Dictatorship in the USA, Alex Constantine. It's on Amazon.
Book.
Take a look at it. Look it up.
What's coming? And actually, it's not coming. It's here. Like
it's here. I don't.
Here.
I'm going to repeat what I said. I don't see how. And you know, we used to be addicted to television when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
right.
see it. No, that wasn't interactive.
Right.
I don't see how these people are going to break down an interactive, multifaceted, multi-level communications
yeah.
matrix
so
that they are locked into.
Mm-hmm. So sophisticated. Yeah, but but I don't either. The only thing I think we got to hope for is that, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just got to crash out somehow.
We got to remember, it's the technology that's taking us down the road to oblivion.
Yeah, it's important. And I think
I'm not knocking technology, but it's out of control.
Not per se, but this type of technology,
yeah.
I think it's definitely the main part of the alien agenda. And it's serious, and it's just...
You said something really important, and I've been saying it for probably a year now or more. Google is God. That's what you said, and you're right. It dominates this planet, lowercase g, but it dominates everything. And they're into advanced genetics like you wouldn't believe. DNA research, unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, and that's the whole purpose is to track and know everything about everybody all the time. And then in addition to just throwing things into chaos and confusing people and all that, but I mean, their main thing is
Their data collection is real-time, constantly, all the time. And it basically is, if you think about it, I would submit that it's a second mass consciousness, this data collection, because it's real-time.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it, they mine it.
Yeah.
Wow. When you think about what they're doing.
Yeah, they mine it. That's key, is they mine that herd negativity. That creates this herd negativity. It's not just a little bit. It's not just one person. It's like this whole bunch of people negative
right.
all the time.
Hive. Herd hive.
And they live on it. And they drink it like blood. And it serves them. And it's bad. It's just gotten to the point where, I don't know. It's just going to have to go down somehow, this whole grid. Did you ever see that movie Cell? I think we talked about it once. But John Cusack's in it, but it's really good. It's just...
What's it? Spell it? What's it?
Yeah, just C-E-L-L, like cell phone, you know?
No.
Oh, you gotta go out.
When did it come out?
This movie. You're gonna love it.
A couple years?
I don't know, maybe a year ago. Not very long ago.
I didn't even hear about it. I'll check it.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone should check it out. It's kind of at the end. I mean, he loses and the zombies win. And anyway, but it's really...
So is this about the addiction thing?
Yeah, just what we're talking about.
Oh.
So the stuff coming out of those towers and just the whole thing. It's a really good movie, really brave movie.
Oh, good. All right.
For change.
I'll definitely...
suck but nowadays, but that's a good movie, and everyone should check it out. And that's where we're at, really. And he loses his whole family. They just go with the zombies. You know, in the end, his family goes with the zombies, and it's over.
Sad.
It's sad, but, you know, that's kind of... tell you what, you know, it's really sad. It's really sad.
You know what else is sad?
The natural world.
When,
you know, it's sort of...
With Dean, when the older generation, our generation, goes, what the hell is coming behind us to take up the slack? And the millennials, the snowflakes, Gen X, what are these people going to do? They don't know the reality that you grew up in and I grew up in. They don't know what it is to have values and barriers and parameters and accountability and all that. They don't know it. They're victims. They're all passive, reactive victims.
And they like it.
Oh, they love it.
They love being victims. They live on it. It's like their identity. So I know. And it's just because they'd have no bearing on, I mean, reality doesn't take place in most of their lives too much. I mean, there's no reality there. It's just it's a screen time. And so, yeah, nobody's doing anything. And that's why they're all broke. And that's why they're 100 grand in debt. These student loan debt is just out of control. You know, I mean, and so that's the strike against them. And then there's no jobs to pay that off.
No, it's
totally seems screwed to me.
They're enslaved.
In so many ways. Yeah, they're enslaved. So, when you know, you're basically just trying to survive. And yet they don't even seem to want to try to survive. They'd rather just get their tablet out and hang out.
Well, it's a drug. It's an escapist drug. Escapist drug. So they can check out anytime they want.
Drug. It's escapist. That's what it is. It's like, it's like in the old days when people didn't have a job, they went and got a bottle, you know. Nowadays they just get on Facebook.
Yeah, they don't even use brown paper bags anymore.
Don't even use brown paper bags. I didn't have the courtesy to use a brown paper bag.
That's true. So what's going on with you and Press TV and all that? You're doing videos and stuff?
Yeah, I did one just a couple hours ago over just this U.S. economy number that came out. Yeah.
Tell us what the number is. I didn't see the story.
Well, it was just pretty lame. I guess consumer spending was really weak. And
well, they got no money. How are they going to spend? I mean, they're tapped out on their credit cards. So
that's exactly it. And so, yeah, so it just shows that this whole Wall Street run-up is just a paper tiger. And now what I'm hearing is they're getting the little guys in on Wall Street. See, the fund managers saying, oh, now all these people that missed the rally, they're rushing to buy, mutual funds. And so, it's getting close to the top because that's what they do. These banksters, they offload their stuff at the highest possible price to the, little investor. And it's going to come to a bad ending, And Trump's not probably going to get his infrastructure either because the Freedom Caucus, they don't want to spend money on nothing for America. Just don't want to give free health care to Iraq, I guess, and stuff, and be socialists for the Iraqis and stuff. I guess that's okay. But I don't know. And his tax thing, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I there's a lot of expectations that all this was going to go and it's not going. And of course, now war changes all that. And
in a way, you got to create a boogeyman, and you got to cause the war, and then you somehow through a controlled media are able to attain a state of absolution. You're clean. You're okay. We were. It's a war. We got to win.
Yeah.
We haven't won
that's
since.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course.
Of course.
He is not crazy, by the way.
No. People a lot crazier in this South. Like I said, he didn't kill all them people in Yemen. He didn't kill all those people in Syria. He didn't kill all those people in Afghanistan.
Only 3 million in Iraq.
He didn't kill all those people in Iraq or Iran or Venezuela. He didn't do that.
No.
He did that.
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
not crazy. It's just part of their shtick. Part of what they got to say. And, I guess I don't know what's going on with China behind the scenes, but I'll tell you, China didn't look too happy today at the Security Council. I heard the guy on RT talking in yeah, they're not happy. Russians aren't happy about how they're treating North Korea right now and threatening and making all these
good.
Threats.
Good.
Yeah, I know. It is good.
Somebody's got to draw the line on this.
Just crush us and fire some EMTs in our cell towers. At this point, I'm almost ready to just let them do it. Just crush us and just send some crap that just knocks out all these electronics forever.
Please, Russia, please.
That would bring our planet.
It's getting that bad. It's almost like we deserve it. Somebody just clock us and just get it over with.
I bet you're not the only one thinking that. The smart people are getting real sick of it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Dean, you take care of yourself.
You too, Jeff. Thanks for having me. And keep the faith, brother. There's always that.
Indeed.
There's nothing else.
All right.
All right, man. Bye.
Happy spring. Take care. Okay. I'll be right back with David John Oates in just a couple minutes.